Hi, everyone. Sorry I'm late. But Alexander and I have been busy at work this morning on the community center project. And we brought someone along who can help. You remember Charles Maxwell, Grandpa? He's the editor of the Riverdale paper. He wrote some nice articles on Mom when she was running for the school board.
Yes, I remember. You were a great help.
Hi, Mr. Stewart. I hope to be a bigger help on the new community center project. From what Robbie and Alexandra have told me, you people are making one big story.
Oh, let me introduce you, Mr. Maxwell. This is Nat Baker, who's responsible for this meeting. And this is Joanne Thompson and Abe Lucas, who used to run the drugstore in town.
Robbie and Alexander told me what you need to fix up the old library. I am planning to write an editorial that I think will help you.
Let's go. What are your questions?
Okay. Now, I have first a couple of questions here. Have you talked to the community council? And have you had an engineer come in to do an inspection? Okay. What do you need most of all?
People power. Men and women, young and old, to give us their time.
To do what?
To help scrub the building interior clean.
So that we can repaint it.
Then you also need bodies to do repainting.
That's right. And we'll also need some ladders and some brushes. And some paint.
When do you need the volunteers, and where do they report?
I've got the council to agree to open the building for us on the next 4 weekends.
How about furnishings? Are there any special requirements that I should list in the paper?
Yes. Here is a copy of all the things that we need to start with.
Let's see. 4 desks, 8 straight-back chairs, 30 folding chairs, 6 table lamps, 3 end tables, 1 piano. This is a good start. These items shouldn't be difficult to come by once I print the article in the paper. This community has always been very generous.
I agree, Mr. Maxwell.
What you're saying is in order for this center to succeed, we need to put together volunteers from the various generations of future users.
That's right.
And without their energy and stamina, there's no way we can complete this project.
I've got it. Now give me some information about how you see the building being used.
Oh, here. On the ground floor, we have the reception area.
Mm-hmm. It's here, Robbie. Charles Maxwell lived up to his word. At the Stewart family home on Linden Street yesterday, a group of caring Riverdale citizens gathered to plan the refurbishing of the old library to transform it into a new community center. The original plan by the council was tabled because of lack of funds. The new plan needs you. You could call it a community unity plan. It needs your time, and it needs your energy, and it needs your contributions of furniture, paint, brushes, ladders, lamps, etc. A list of these items and a volunteer form can be picked up at the Riverdale Press offices. By working together, this community can do anything to benefit its citizens. And we know you will all work together towards refurbishing the old library and making it a new community center. Charles Maxwell, editor.